flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy
in a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
Well, you know what that song means. It is the return of the prodigial son. The youngest in charge, Donnell Willingham, back with you here on the Team 980 as we get you geared up for Commanders and Eagles coming up on Sunday. But I'm not alone, ladies and gentlemen. My better half, some of you may call him the DOC, Rick Doc Walker, K-9. What's going on, player?
Well, I'm just recovering from the glorified intro that the Rooster gave us.
Yeah, I know, right?
Yeah. That's the way. It's really good to start your show off really feeling good about yourself. And but that's our guy, Cock-a-doodle-doo.
Cock-a-doodle-doo.
No, it's good. And we just hope that the Hoffman, I mean, he was throwing flamethrower. He was a flamethrower yesterday. It shows you how well he played hurt. I had no idea that he was down because he was spitting fire yesterday.
What about to say?
Excellent show. So I was caught a little bit off guard, but we do hope that he heals because the game is not going to wait on any of us.
No, it is not. As you mentioned, 3 days away from the first NFC championship game that Washington has participated in since 1991. We'll cover a lot here in the next 3 hours. We'll take you up to 7 o'clock. We'll let you hear from the defensive coordinator of the Washington Commanders, Joe Witt. Doc, I can't wait to get your reaction to what he had to say. Talking tough, talking with his chest out, as he should, DOC, because this Commanders defense, say what you want about the yards, say what you want about how many points they've allowed in the two postseason games, that group is turning the football over at a rapid rate. We will look at the Commanders defense by the numbers in the 5 o'clock hour. Our pal Dan Bazuda of the 33rd team going to join us to give us an X's and O's preview. But, Doc, I want to start right here. As we sit here 3 days away from the biggest game of my lifetime, am I fair in calling it that?
Well, for you, it's accurate, yeah.
The biggest game of my lifetime. As we're 3 days away, I wanted to start to get into some of the biggest differences in this rubber match between Washington and Philadelphia. As you all know, these two teams met twice during the regular season. The two teams split the regular season series one apiece, with the home team winning each game. There were a couple of big differences in these football games, though, and the one that I want to start off here with, DOC, and get your opinion in terms of how it will impact this football game. John Allen didn't play a snap in either of the two games against Philadelphia, and if you've watched this team down the stretch, you know John Allen has been hell on wheels rushing the passer. I thought he was really good in the wild card game. Even though it didn't show up in the stat sheet, DOC, I thought he was a big reason why Frankie Louvu and Bobby Wagner were able to play fast and come downhill against Tampa's rushing attack. For you, what does the return of John Allen mean for this weekend?
Well, it's been mentioned, and I'm glad people noticed it. It's the rehab.
Yeah.
To push his body to the point where when you have elite athletes and strong athletes training and they're healthy and you're injured,
yeah,
that's spotting people time and strength. It's an amazing accomplishment by a guy that didn't have to do that to come back. May not have ever been doubted. He may never get the credit for this.
Yeah.
But I'm glad we're talking about it because it's amazing the effort he put forth, and just in the nick of time, because they need interior girth.
Yes.
You can't ever be big enough in the middle. That's why Philly is so represented, because they got girth. And we're paying for it. Now we're getting some return on investment. And that's the one missing part this defense had. We invested in it.
Yeah.
Now we're getting a return.
And I think it's going to be huge. Like I mentioned, I think he's been good in each of the last 2 weeks. I know he's getting a lot of credit for the way he played Sunday. 6 quarterback pressures, his most in a game since 2022. So clearly you were able to feel his impact last week. Sam LaPorta, Doc, you remember, makes that ridiculous touchdown catch. If it's not for that, John Allen's name is getting called again because he should have had a sack of Jared Goff. But, yeah, I think John's return to this thing is huge. You've covered the NFL for a long time. We hate the Philadelphia Eagles. That's the one thing I'm going to start off by saying it. But I give credit I hate their fan base. Let me not say I hate the team. I hate the fan base.
Yeah.
But we got to give credit where credit is due. This rushing attack that Philadelphia has put together is one of the best we've seen in the 2000s. Saquon Barkley basically, kind of threw in the white towel at the end of the regular season and said, hey, look, I don't want Eric Dickerson's single-season rushing record. Because guess what, DLC? If he would have put his mind to it, if they didn't have bigger things to play for, he would have had it. And me and you have talked off the record about just how difficult that record was going to be in terms of being broken. The fact that this group got so close, I think, shows you just how efficient they've been running the football. And as we know, right, one of Washington's big Achilles heels this year has been their inability to stop the run. I want to go back to that second matchup real quick here for a second, DOC. Mm-hmm. Jalen Hurts goes out of the football game, and Washington defended the run a lot better when he wasn't in. I feel like as we get geared up for this weekend, Jalen Hurts going to be back into the lineup. So you're going to get a fully healthy Philadelphia Eagles offense. When you take a look at what they present in the running game, who scares you more? Is it Jalen Hurts and his ability to bust one for 44 yards like he did last week against L.A.? Or is it Saquon Barkley, the home run threat ability, right, DOC? And then he's ripping off 4, 5, 6 yards at a time.
Yeah, Philly is number one. I would say they're number one dual threat. Because B-Rob is just resurrected from the dead, so now he's back. What I think we have is more of the Swiss Army knife, because I can't talk about our running game and not mention Eckler, because he's the wild card. Because if Philly's healthy, there's no doubt about it, they may be the most talented team in the world, but we know that they're not. And the wild card is Eckler, because what he is a flat-out producer. He reminds me of a guy like Jeter, of the Yanks. Every time he's on the field, he makes plays. He doesn't come up with the excuse. He didn't get it. No, he always makes plays.
I'm tired.
No. They have to knock him out to get him up. That's the only way he doesn't produce, if you put him to sleep. Other than that, he's cash money. So if B-Rob, if everybody else shows up, we win. Because Eckler is cash money. And JD5 is cash money. Now, who else can say that? That they have two guaranteed ballers. They don't fail.
They don't.
They don't fail. And that's where Philadelphia, that boy in the backfield, he don't fail. That's the dumbest move, one of the dumbest moves in the history of sports. The Giant, and that guy still has a job, but we know that's the NFL.
Well, yeah.
There are more guys crazy as a road lizard employed in the NFL than any other sport on the planet.
Yeah, it is crazy to see. You mentioned what Washington has in the backfield with Daniels and whoever they line up next to him at tailback. On the flip side of this thing, I think what's made Philadelphia's rushing attack so lethal this year compared to others, is that Saquon Barkley, I always say it, if you are a running back that plays in an offense where your quarterback is a legit dual threat and a legit, piece that the defense has to key in and week out, it's sort of like a cheat code for the running back. You got to go off. You don't have all the attention on you, which is why during that latter stretch of the season for Washington, I'm looking at guys like, well, what the hell's going on? Jaden's legs are finally starting to become a real legitimate factor again, and the traditional running game completely disappears. I want to continue to focus on Philly's rushing attack, though, Doc, because I think that ends up being in my opinion, the key to this football game. Can you make them one-dimensional? Can you make Jalen Hurts beat you?
Agreed.
We're talking about differences here in this rubber match. Jalen Hurts, you remember, Doc, did not really play in that second meeting at Washington in Week 16, and you saw the difference in how Washington was able to defend Philadelphia. They're stacking 7-8 guys in the box. They're playing man-to-man coverage on the outside. Do you think that is the game plan this weekend? And if it is, how do you think John Allen, you know, impacts that?
Well, both teams have an advantage when they're playing with big guards.
For sure.
Because what separates this league is that what Philadelphia has done, basically the same thing that Joe Gibbs did, when you have tackles playing guard, a tackle playing guard,
his ass is huge.
You gain an advantage.
Yeah.
Now, it's a disadvantage in pass pro, but if the other guy on that flanks him to his right or left, they're all Pro Bowlers, it's hard to lose. And they got a mobile quarterback. Mobility is the number one asset in this game. If it's at the quarterback position, you just have more options than the others. It's not how well he throws, it's how mobile he is, difficult to sack. That's what Hurts gives them. If JD5 was in Philly,
oh my goodness,
people would just forfeit. They wouldn't even want to play the games. Because he's deadly in the pocket throwing. With their setup, that's a preview of what Washington possibly will become. They don't need it to beat them, but it's the possibility of it because you're just going to get better. And the key to it is your boy Trent Scott. Because the common denominator or the one that gets you over the hump is the big guard.
Yeah.
Because they have a distinct advantage with their defensive tackles. How do you minimize that? Well, you put an elephant in the phone booth. That's what they do. And if last week is any indication of things to come, we're going to be all right.
Yeah, I'm glad that you mentioned Trent Scott, and we will discuss the decision that Washington has to make up front along the offensive line coming up in the 5 o'clock hour. But because there is because Trent Scott had to get inserted into the lineup last week, Doc, means no Sam Cosmi for this week. And when you're going up against a big freakazoid like Jalen Carter, who for my money right now is probably the best defensive tackle in the National Football League, not having your Pro Bowl guard is a huge loss. I, like you mentioned, though, I thought Trent Scott came in and played really well last week, but it's a difference, right, going up against DJ Reader and practice squad guys on the defensive front.
Did you see him body slam that dude in the game?
Well, he's a monster. He's a that's monster when point. He's going up against that group, right?
But that's my point. He did that in a game against the Lions. That's what you need. You don't need a guy for style points. You need a thug. To play a thug, it's perfect. I'm gonna tell you what, I'd rather have him than Cosmi hurt.
Well, 100%.
I don't want nobody injured going up against that freak they have.
What we'll discuss a little bit later on is the idea of Washington playing their best five. But right now, DOC, I want to kick it out to Trent Scott, who spoke today post practice about last week's opportunity and what he's been told to expect this week.
Feels good, man, especially when you get the win. That's the main thing, you know. So always willing to do whatever the team needs to get the job done, and that week it just happened to be guard.
So many people this season and these last couple weeks have talked about how Dan Quinn makes everyone in this locker room feel included, everyone make feel like they're a part of all of the success. Do you feel like that right now personally?
100%. I think it's the culture that him and AP built in when they first came in, and just that next man up mentality. And you see guys like Chris Rodriguez and J-Mac do that all season whenever their name is called. So it's just we all have a responsibility, and the team expected not to drop off.
And you guys as an offensive line have had your ups and downs this season. As a unit, how do you guys feel right at this very moment?
I mean, you just try to get better every week. And that's kind of what we build on here. It's just we come in every week, stick to the process, and every week's about getting better. So the more you play together, of course, you build that cohesion, and just looking forward to doing it again, trying to get better again this week.
It's Commanders tackle Trent Scott speaking post-practice earlier today. DOC, I say it all the time, but man, first when I do this, I've given Trent Scott hell this year. I've talked about it. Look, he wasn't playing very well at the tackle spot. I think they may have found something potentially with him at guard. That's why the decision they've got to make this weekend is going to be huge. But like I said a moment ago, Jalen Carter is just a different type of cat. He's got the ability to wreck the game. He's got the ability to really dictate how you call your game plan offensively. I remember in that second meeting, though, Jaden Daniels was 100% healthy. And in the waning moments of that football game, when he had, what was it, the 22-yard scramble that he had on fourth down, he breaks the tackle of Jalen Carter and shows, doesn't matter who we have up front, they've got to bring me down to the ground. So I worry about Washington's offensive line a little bit without Cosme, but not a lot because of how special the quarterback is. The big thing that I think really concerns me about this football game overall in terms of, like, differences here in this rubber match is how Washington ultimately comes out and defends Philadelphia. We remember the last time these two teams played, it was really Marshawn Lattimore's first game against a legitimate wide receiver in this defense. Had a couple of pass interference penalties, gave up a touchdown to A.J. Brown. With him being fully healthy, DOC, based on the way he's played in these first two postseason games, do you expect to get that Pro Bowl, all-pro level version of Marshawn Lattimore?
Well, it's going to be closer.
Yeah.
You can't put a man in at this level and he's that far behind. That shows you how talented he is.
Yeah.
But Stan Steele and the boys are making up slack.
I love Mike.
The more pressure we get on the quarterback, and he's not playing a pick-you-apart quarterback.
Right.
He's playing a guy that's going to look, see, check it out, throw a run. So it's a good combination for him. He'll be much better than he was the first meeting, and that's all he's got to be. It's just a little bit better than he was. Because the talk show hosts from Philly can talk all the trash they want to. The pressure is on Philadelphia. Because they're the program that traditionally has gagged when being the leading man.
Yeah.
They're the ones that have thrown up all over themselves when they were supposed to do something. So they can talk all the trash they want to, but we all know that they were not thrilled to see JD5 and company beat Detroit.
But I'm calling them the boogeyman at this point. Nobody wants to see them. I mean, it's so crazy
and
to think
smart.
About. Exactly.
They're smart.
It's crazy to think about where it all started this season and how this group is kind of hit its stride at the most important time of the season. I was trying to think of, like, teams I could compare them to. I look at that 07 Giants team, Doc, that upended the New England Patriots in the Super Bowl, ending their undefeated streak. Their pass rush kind of got going at the right time. The offense started to click
but
at the right time.
Not in first year, though. There's no comparison.
Well, nobody's done it in their first year.
Yeah, that's my point. I mean, you had Coughlin. You had a general. You had quarter. You just – now, first year, organization, front office – ownership, the trifecta. Who's done it?
No one. No one has it.
That's my point.
The crazy part about it all is that this is probably the worst it's going to end up being. And I'm glad that you brought up the trash talk from our old pals up at WIP in Philadelphia.
I wouldn't give to be there.
Oh. I was about to say, man, look, you've been a part of this rivalry for a long, long, long time.
Oh, I'd love to be here.
This is the first time, I believe, that Washington and Philadelphia have met for the right to go to the Super Bowl. Do you feel the big game buzz? Does it feel a little bit more because it is a division rival?
Yeah, it is. It's like you expect to play Dallas three times a year. That's when you know you're running. You're doing it right. They expect it. You should expect it. Or the Giants. Or Philly. This is the way it's supposed to be. The rite of passage is to go through the East, and we feel like whoever wins the East wins the world. And so this is normal. I mean, for it to happen this early, the one thing you can say, and everybody has their own version of it, you may end up with better players down the road, but you may never equal the spirit of this team.
Yeah, for sure.
Because this team's desperation is one thing for me to know I can't do it without you.
Yeah.
As opposed to, well, I probably can. It'd be cool if you chip in. But no, they play with desperation. They play like our teams play.
You can't fake desperation.
We had to have everybody to do it. That's why I go 53 strong. There's no such thing as a backup on a really good team. Backup, it's just when your turn, numbers call, go do your damn job. Because everybody has to do it in order for us to win. So that John can do his thing, Art can do his thing, Gary. It's a pecking order. Do your job. Don't be late. Don't jump off sides. Because we can't afford to give away real estate. And that's where I see this team now. I mean, when you get a guy like five, who's a freak, now the pressure now is on the opponent because they're scared to death to be close at the end. They have flipped the script. And then you get a guy who just, and thank God the Bears have a new coach. And I hope he continues to leave his best players off the field in Detroit.
What was your thoughts on that happen? Because I said, wow. That to me, I guess the Quan Martin interception was kind of the, wow, we're really here. We really belong in this football game moment. But after Mikey gets the second pick, I said,
let me tell you something. I know this is not, it's not going to be popular, mm-hmm. and I don't give a rat's ass. If you on my staff, let me hear you talk about another job, I'd fire you on the spot.
Yeah.
Because, see, this is like NIL. Kids talking about transferring in the middle of bowl games.
Yeah.
See, this is just stupidity. You can wait until your team is out. All this stuff is ridiculous. So that man's head is somewhere else. Because he got O.J. Simpson and Jim Brown on his team. And I'm sitting here going, is this cat going to literally not put this boy in the game and give him the ball every daggone play?
Talk about Jahmyr Gibbs, right? I felt like every time Gibbs touched the ball last weekend.
What?
Good things happened for Detroit on the offensive side. I know this. Kellen Moore may not be as decorated of an offensive coordinator as Ben Johnson is, but he won't make the mistake of not feeding Saquon Barkley coming up on Sunday. Washington's got to be aware of where number 26 is. We'll continue to give you a full-scale breakdown of Eagles and Commanders coming up on Sunday. Playing for the right to go to the Super Bowl. A lot more to get to here on the Hoffman Show. Coming up in the 5 o'clock hour, our pal Dan Pizzuta from the 33rd team will join us to take an X's and O's look and get to some of the numbers in this game coming up on Sunday. When we get back, though, I want to continue to look at the big differences here in the rubber match between Washington and Philadelphia. We'll take your calls on it as well. 301-230-0980. It's next here on the Hoffman Show.